On a mission to reign supreme, the Dragons went into battle with the Warriors once again to become Varsity Champions for the sixth year. 16 teams, 8 games, only one winner. Let the battle commence. This is Smoke Radio at Varsity 2017.
So Stuart Mark here at the Austerley Athletic Centre. Good day ahead, hey?
It is. Varsity 2017 is go. We have an unbelievable day of action ahead. Starting off with the basketball, Stuart.
Yeah, the women's basketball first. Let's hope we can get a win under our belt there.
Yeah, that's what we need. And then the men's basketball follows here at Athletic Centre. And just over a couple of miles across on the Trailfowl Sports Ground, netball, football, rugby is all taking place.
It's an exciting day ahead, so come on, you Dragons. Let's bring Varsity 2017 home for us.
UWSU Women's Basketball.
I'm here at Austerley here for the Women's Basketball for Smoke Radio. At the moment, we have played almost two minutes, and UWS Dragons are currently 5-0 up on the West London Warriors here. There's been a timeout called, and both teams are consoling the players before returning onto the court here at Austerley. There's a shot by West London, and they have got 2 points on the board, and it's still currently 5-2 to the Dragons here at Austerley. Number 3 for Westminster now coming down the court, plays a lovely outside ball to number 14. 14 now plays it crossing to number 13, who drops the ball, and it goes out for a West London ball.
And you've never seen anything like this.
You're listening to the Dragons Download on Smoke Radio.
West London now coming on the charge, coming towards centre court now, moving into the Dragons area. Number 22, just outside the three-pointer, plays it along to number 21. 21 plays it back to 22, just outside the three-pointer, has gone into the two-point yard, takes a shot, misses the net, and now the Dragons go upfield, but loses out. There's been an overturn, and number 21 gets it slipped, and the ball is loose, and it's been played all the way to number 2, who's on goal, on net, and a good block by the West London Warriors there, the Titans, I think they're called, the female team. Oh, and the referee has given a foul, which means there's a free shot here for the Dragons, and it's going to be taken by number 2. She's getting two chances at a point each. Takes the first shot and misses. Another shot here for number 2 for the Westminster Dragons. She takes a shot and they'll come in, and it's rebounded off, so no points scored on the penalty shot there. And out comes number 22. Over to number 31, who gets it inside the two-point area, and double dribble called, and ball is back for Westminster. So 4 minutes left on the clock here, and West London are still 5-2 up, and they're just outside the three-point mark, plays it into the two-point, number 30 takes a shot and scores. 2 points to Westminster Dragons there. Number 33 now on the attack, plays it to 22, back to 21, who's blocked off here by the Dragons, takes a shot, it's over, 52 rebounds, and there we go, end of the first period, and it is 7-4 to the Westminster Dragons.
UWSU Women's Basketball.
So we've got 5 minutes 53 left on the clock. There's the timeout called by Westminster Dragons, and we are still 10-8 up on the West London Warriors or Titans. I'm unsure, Mark, because on the back of their tops, they say Titans.
Yeah, it's a weird one.
So are they the Titans or the Warriors?
Well, they've got to be clear, haven't they?
They have, yeah.
Not enough unity going on in that team.
No, of course not. So at the moment, I mean, there's been some great shots. There's a three-pointers by the number 14 for Westminster Dragons to put us 10-8 up. We were 7-8 down, and we've now gone 10-8 up thanks to a three-pointer. No scores since, and there's only 5 minutes left in this second period.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a very interesting remainder of the game. Both teams are still very much in it. I think we might be able to pull this one off.
15-11. End of the second quarter.
What do we reckon?
Well, we need to come back all guns blazing, I think. They can't do what they did in, towards the final end of that quarter. There's a good side out there. They've definitely got the potential. I would say there's a lot of tons to go in basketball. They've definitely got what it takes to bring something back.
Yeah, definitely. So there's a 5-minute break here for the half-time break here at Austerlee. We'll be back after this. So West London Dragons here on the attack. Number 8 takes a shot. Oh, it's just off the rim. And the West London Titans now come forward with number 31. Good block by number 13. Number 13 and 14 make a charge down to the other end. Number 13 plays there. 14 plays to 30. Takes a shot. And they score.
That's what we needed. I'm taking the lead once again. 16-15 to the Dragons. And well deserved.
Yeah, very well deserved. She's sunk a point. We're only a point behind it with 16 seconds left. Oh, it's a three-shot pointer. Oh. Yeah, she gets this. We here we go. Come on. It's a shot.
Yeah! She's gone and equalised, Mark. Unbelievable scenes. I can't believe what I am watching.
And number 14.
And they're coming on the attack.
What was that for, ref? What was that for, ref?
This is absolute chaos.
Oh, I'm getting passionate now, Mark. I'm getting passionate.
13 seconds left on the clock. West London have the ball.
So here we go. Yeah, West London on the attack now.
Body's getting thrown. Head's getting lost.
Oh,
great interception by the number
straight
13.
Away. Number 3. No. Show.
Number 20 scrum, hits a ball for West London, and that cannot be a foul.
Scrum. Oh, it's our ball. It's our ball. It's a Westminster.
Let's put this straight. There is 11 seconds left on the clock, and Westminster have the ball, which looks sure to be the last attack of regular time.
Well, no.
What am I watching? There was half a second left on the clock, and the Westminster number 13 has just fouled an attack from West London that was going absolutely nowhere. One basket to win it for West London. 22
hit,
steps up. And puts it away. That's Varsity 2017. One for West London without a shadow of a doubt. And a silly, silly mistake from Westminster has been punished in the blink of an eye. Just to make it even worse. There we go. 27-25. Well, that's a sad moment. Bundles all round for West London.
UWSU men's basketball.
So Mark, we're here again courtside for men's basketball, the Warriors versus the Dragons.
Yeah, I mean, after the women's basketball, this one could be a lively affair. That one set the scene in the Westminster Athletic Centre. Could be installed with a good one.
We're not at the Westminster Athletic Centre, we're at the Austerlee Athletic Centre.
That's very true, at the Austerlee Athletic Centre. Obviously, Westminster's taking over the Varsity. It might be the away team, but the fans are massive in their support here today.
There is actually quite a few Westminster support here, isn't there?
A lot.
So, what are your predictions for this game, Mark? I'm going to go for a Dragons annihilation here.
I don't know, I think it could be a tight one, judging by the last game. I think Dragons can just about do it. I'll go 30-25
to Dragons. Ooh, okay, if you're going to go score predictions, there's a pen on the court. I repeat, there's a pen on the court. So sorry about that. We were interrupted by a pen there, Mark. But I think
intruders.
the score for us will be... Do you know what? You're saying 35-25. I'm going to go 30-28.
Ooh, a close one.
To the Dragons. Number 5 for the Titans. Shoots. Makes a second shot. It's 8-2 to the Titans here. Performance played in the first period. What thoughts, Mark?
Yeah, it's not looking pretty at all for the Dragons. Titans completely dominating. I mean, the Dragons looked good in the first few minutes of the game. Came out all guns blazing, but as soon as the Titans get the ball, they look dangerous. They look like they're attacking well. And every time they attack, they look like they're going to get a point out of it.
Last shot of the quarter here. Can he bring it back to 9-9? This would be good to see, Mark, wouldn't it? Here we go, number 14. It's all on number 14 now to sink these two shots. 14 takes shot. Scores it. It's 9 apiece. There we go.
Yeah, that's what you needed as you go into the break.
Yeah, first quarter done, and we are 9-9 apiece here at Austerlee. It is Titans versus Dragons, Varsity 2017. Your commentators, Stuart Armour and Mark Hoskins.
UWSU Men's Basketball.
Takes a shot, and it's in. Mark, it is 16-all here at Austerlee Athletic Centre. This is a very tough game, isn't it, Mark?
Oh, saying that, a Westminster boys just hit the floor. It's getting very dirty.
It was. He hit the floor like a sack of potatoes.
He did indeed.
There we go. 38 seconds left in this period here before half-time. Number 8 on the ball plays it to number 10. Number 10 plays it across to 14. There's only 30 seconds left. He's going for a shot. He's gone and dunked it. It is 21-16 here to Westminster, and things are going well for the Dragons here in the second varsity game here at Austerlee Athletic Centre. 18 seconds left to play, and the Warriors now have the ball on the right-hand side, moving it towards centre, plays it out towards the back of the court here with 13, who lobs it to the right-hand side, who plays it to number 9, takes a shot. It's off the side of the rim, ball's gone out, and there's only 4 seconds left to play. Number 14, he's taken a long shot and is fouled. Right at the end of the period, is fouled. There we go. And not only that, gets a shot at the rim for the end of this period to make it 22-16. Let's see how well he does here. Number 14 stands up. Takes the shot. Sinks that one. 23-16. Takes the next one, misses. So it's only 23-16. Oh, he has another shot. Takes it, sinks it. 24-16. Half time here, 23-16 on the clock, and Westminster Dragons are in the lead. Number 8 to bring the ball in. It is very much for the Warriors to bring this back level. There's only 2 points in it with 19 seconds. The clock is ticking very fast here, and time is against the Warriors' side, I would say. And it's been a lovely interception by number 4, who goes up the other end and scores and puts them 32-28. Yes.
That was what I needed before the timeout.
Oh, and number 4's gone and picked it again. And he's done a double dribble. He's done a double dribble, but time is out for the quarter. So we are into the fourth and final quarter. 11:22 on the clock here. 32-28. Only 4 points in it, Mark. What do you reckon, Dragons or Warriors? I've got to say Dragons at this point.
I'd love to say Dragons at this point. I think that will be the case, but you never know. These games have been so unpredictable, and it could literally go either way.
And that's a shot from the Warriors come in there and misses, which means the Dragons get to restart. And here comes number 4 for the Dragons on the ball. Plays it out to number 11. Now they are shooting from right to left again. Sorry, left to right again. I'll just repeat that. The Dragons are shooting left to right. And they were on the right-hand side of the court. Got fouled. And number 11's got another chance to put the Dragons 2 points ahead, Mark.
Yeah, at this point in the game, 10 minutes, they just need to get as much of a lead as they can and then hold off until the end of the game.
Number 11's got the first point in the bag. 33-28 now. Can he make it 34-28? Let's hope so, Mark. Let's hope so. So, here we go. Number 14 is going to take his 2 shots. He takes his first. He misses. That's a good sign for the Dragons.
That is it. That is it. Dragons have won this.
Well, you never know, because he sinks his second. No, he doesn't. It's still a 4-point lead. He's got one more shot, though. He's got his one more shot.
All he needed. his one moment to shine, number 14 for the Warriors, and he hasn't done it. He's missed all three, and that to me seals the Dragons' victory with 13.8 seconds to go.